right, Femi, thank you. Well, entertainment companies are ratcheting up the pressure on governments to stop people from downloading music and movies and video games and books, all those things you love, but downloading them illegally. You sit in your apartment late at night doing downloading. I'm sure it's not illegal in your case. But Congress held some hearings last week on internet piracy, and here come the French. They're considering a law that would punish internet users for illegal downloads by cutting off their internet service.
Mon Dieu. Terrible.
That's what the French downloaders are saying, I'm sure. Sorry. Well, here comes the EU warning that France cutting off internet service violates people's fundamental human rights. You can't take away their internet service. That's a fundamental human right. Well, Siva Vaidyanathan is Associate Professor of Media Studies and Law at the University of Virginia, and he's author of Copyrights and Copy Wrongs. He's our resident technology internet broadband expert. He comes on the show all the time. Siva, internet access, basic human right that can't be taken away?
Good morning, Todd. No, you know, Europe's pretty funny. I mean, you know, just even using a term like that, it's just so weird to the American ear, really. Look, you know, I mean, how can it be a basic human right when a lot fewer than half of all humans have ever experienced the internet? I mean, it seems kind of absurd, but and it kind of is. I mean, you know, both proposals miss the mark essentially, and you have to remember also the European Parliament can pass all the resolutions in the world, and it doesn't actually have the force of law. The European Council has to approve what the Parliament does, and the European Council right now is kind of run by President Sarkozy in France, who's the main instigator of this policy proposal that hasn't passed the French legislature either, the French Parliament either.
Well, what exactly is Sarkozy proposing now? Taking away internet, but what are the parameters of this? What do you have to do?
It means basically there'll be three strikes, you're out. If an internet service provider, like, you know, the company that provides you your high-speed internet at home, senses that you have downloaded or uploaded illegal files, the first step is a warning letter. The second step is something more than a warning letter. It's really unclear. The second step and the third step is they cancel your account, right? Of course, this is so easy to route around. I mean, this whole proposal is based on the sort of principle, the same principle that the French used before World War II with the Maginot Line, right? This idea that you would build this elaborate structure that the Panzer or tank divisions just routed right around, and that's exactly what people do. So it's equivalent to like the missile defense proposals in this country or waterboarding, right? Things that have absolutely no real effect on the world but make you feel so much better for doing them. Right?
Okay, so what you're saying is even if France did pass a law like this, and you could get your internet privileges revoked for illegal downloads, people are smart enough to just set up false IP addresses and find ways to cloak their computers, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they'd use proxy servers, they'd use strong encryption,
and it's easy. It's relatively easy.
It's so easy. I mean, that's the thing. All of these laws and technologies that have been rolled out over the last 10 years trying to limit this sort of behavior have been the sort of thing that become annoying to casual users of the internet who aren't the big problem. But the people who actually care deeply about downloading, you know, an entire season of Lost are going to figure out the 2-3 steps they need to be able to do it without any interference. You know, plus, look, all you have to do is take your laptop to a public Wi-Fi hub somewhere in France. Now, of course, their response, the French response, the Sarkozy's government's response to that is that the Wi-Fi, public Wi-Fi sites are actually going to be very limited in what they can sell, what they can distribute, what sort of sites you can reach, and there actually will be a whitelist of approved sites, they say, that public Wi-Fi sites public Wi-Fi areas will let you get to, which sounds so much like the People's Republic of China.
Okay, so it's all well and good. It's actually kind of fun to point at the folly of the French on this and Maginot Lines and missile defense and everything else. But here in the United States, let's be honest, the Motion Picture Association and the recording industry, I think I read a number. They claim to lose $20 billion a year in sales to illegal downloads. I don't know if I buy that number or not, but even if it's in the right order of magnitude, those are fighting words. That's fighting money. So what's going to happen here in this country?
It is if it were real money. You know, that's the thing. Like, that number is based on rough addition that occurs or multiplication that occurs, you know, by some weird magician in their building. But basically, look, one of the things we have figured out over the last 10 years is that there's no zero sum when it comes to cultural products. So if, in fact, these were lost sales, sales never made, sales that never would be made, then iTunes never would have taken off, that we would be selling zero CDs as opposed to millions of CDs, certainly fewer than we used to. We'd be selling zero DVDs as opposed to millions of DVDs. So, in fact, there's no simple addition and subtraction because of this sort of behavior. And everyone kind of gets that. I mean, Steve Jobs got it, which is why we have iTunes. iTunes competes with free music, and it does so very successfully by providing a reasonably priced, dependable service that's easy to use and puts very low limitations on users. So
those things we call
some people have figured out.
Right, those things we call digital rights management, which seems to come and go, and I'm sure we'll have time to talk about DRM in the future. Well, Siva Vaidyanathan is Associate Professor of Media Studies and Law at the University of Virginia. He's also author of Copyrights and Copy Wrongs. He's here to talk to us about illegal downloads, the folly of the French with the illegal downloads, and what might happen in this country with illegal downloads. Thanks for joining us, Siva. Richard Hake is here with headlines.
And Todd, good morning.